Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dana Rofer, a social selling corporate consultant and life plan facilitator who is on a mission to help women recognize their worth, live with intentionality, and transform their buying habits. And Dana, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I'm so excited to be here.
Certainly our pleasure to have you, and looking forward to learning a few things from you today as well. So tell us, for starters, in your book, Shop Social, you admit that you hate shopping but love social shopping. What separates social shopping from, say, the traditional shopping?
Yeah, it's a great question. I do hate shopping. I found it really unfruitful. In so many times I go to the store and I buy things and they don't end up being the right things. So what I've found as I've ventured down this road of really choosing to shop socially and choosing to shop from friends and people that I know is that it completely changes the shopping experience. So if you go, let me give you an example. If you go to a store and you're standing, for example, in the supplement aisle, how do you actually know what supplement you should take, right? It's an endless aisle of choices. And so what I found when I shop socially, when I reach out to an actual human that might represent the products in, say, the supplement space, they're able to talk to me very specifically about, what are you hoping for? What do you want the supplement to do? What are your long-term goals? And then that helps me to really kind of funnel down to the right thing that I'm looking for.
Well, the way you've described this certainly makes total sense, and I'm sure you've jazzed up the audience and they're anxious to hear more. Now, what is a social seller, first of all, and how do they impact our shopping experience?
Yeah, so we are in a social world, right? We are on social media on a daily basis, most of us, and for a lot of time. So we see sellers all the time that are maybe talking about a product that has changed their life or has changed somebody else's life. They're giving testimonials. They're building businesses. They're building businesses essentially from their phones. This could be someone in a network marketing space, in a direct selling company. This could be an influencer. They're talking about the things that they love. And so we have the opportunity as consumers to connect with them and learn about the things that they're representing.
Now, also in your book, you also talk about the negative impact that traditional media, social media, and other people have on our shopping habits. Why is this demoralizing? Get into some of those details from what you understand there.
Yeah, I think there's so much pressure on, I mean, I'm speaking to women mostly, but women and men, I think there's so much pressure to, you have to be this, you have to, and I think this is the ugly side of social media, right? It's everybody's highlight reel. It's all of the amazing things all of the time. I think there's a lot of negative that comes with it in other traditional media too, where it's like, you have to look like this or you have to be like this. And I think that that's just a really hard message for us to be seen so constantly. And so I do talk a lot about, like, how do we combat that? And then how do we know specifically for ourselves what we need? Not what everybody else tells us that we need, or that tells us that we have to look a certain way or be a certain way. How do we want to feel? How do we want to look? And then how do we make that happen with small changes along the way?
Really great to have you on to cover this. We thank you so much today. We're speaking with Dana Rofer, a social selling corporate consultant and life plan facilitator who's on a mission to help women recognize their worth, live with intentionality, and transform their buying habits here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, also, Dana, how does diet culture negatively impact our views on nutrition and our body image? You see it all over the place on social media as well in that aspect. And why is social shopping more beneficial?
Eric, this could go on for a long time. You and I know this. I lived this for so long. I had a mother who was continually on diets, grandmothers, aunts. All of the women in my life were continually on that up and down roller coaster of diet. And it was really a lot of times focused around this number, right? There are so many women that hold on to this number. And for me, that number was one that I hit by chance in high school. And I was holding on to it post two children, and it just wasn't healthy for me. And so I needed to step back and find health around what I actually needed and how I actually felt my best, and get really away from it being so number focused and the goal being more about how I feel instead of what that number looks like. And I think that that culture still reigns true to so many people. I think there are a lot of social sellers that work in the diet space or in the weight loss space. I think it's really helpful to have a human, a person, someone that can come alongside you if you do need to reach some of those goals because you're not at the health level that you want to be. Not because you want to just lose weight, but because you want to be healthy and you want to feel good. So then you can show up for your family, for those that you love. So I love connecting with social sellers. Most of the times they've seen transformation on their own. They've had to change their life. So they know what that life change looks like, and they can help someone else go through that life change as well, because there is no quick fix that is going to fix everything and be good for the long term. It just doesn't work that way. It's a decision every day towards health.
Certainly some awesome feedback there on that. Now, what major event in your life, actually, I'd be curious, that made you decide to take your family's health more seriously?
Yeah. Gosh, it's sometimes hard to talk about. About 15 months ago, my mom went through some really hard things. Really 2021, we kind of block out of our memories. But it was all good too. My mom had a fall. We found out that she had stage 4 cancer. She has fought through it. She, praise God, she is still alive and with us today, and we are counting the blessings for every single day. But it was a huge wake-up call for me as a mom and as a wife to say, are we continue? And I'm not saying that my mother had cancer because she has cancer because she chose a certain way. Please don't hear that. What it was for me was, am I making intentional health choices, or am I just doing the things that I have been doing because it's habit? And so there was this moment where we found out about my mother's cancer in January of 2021, where I live in Michigan. We were down in Florida, and I was on the deck because we were on vacation. And I was like, now's the time. We cannot keep going in this direction. And we weren't super unhealthy, but we just weren't conscious about the things that we were doing. And so it was a huge wake up to me, for myself, my personal health, and then also that of my family's.
I'm sure that was a wake up call, and I'm glad to hear that your mother is doing a lot better as well. Talk to us about how we can create a healthy home around the type of purchases that we do make.
Again, it goes back to intentionality. What do you want it to be, right? There's a story that I tell when you think about your home. There's a story that I tell in the book about how you feel when you go to a really nice hotel, right? When everything's in its place and it just feels really great. We don't think about that about our own in our own homes oftentimes. And so I think that we can make those choices as well, whether it's the cleaning supplies that we use or the clutter that we are still holding on to, or all of the excess that we're still holding on to. Like, how can we make intentional decisions around our house that it's a place of peace and a place where you can feel fulfilled and you're excited to be in on a daily basis? The home, we don't talk about that piece as much as we do something like health, but it's just as important because it can be a place of stress or it can be a place of peace. And I want people to choose a place of peace because you spend a lot of time there.
Isn't that the truth? A great point made right there. Now, also, how can we overcome feeling failure after a purchase? We buy those things that we like, why did I do that?
Oh, man. Have you ever had this? I talk about it as the product graveyard, where you go to the store, you buy something, or you buy something socially, and you're like, it's not really what I wanted to do, but I don't really feel like going through the, you know, whole return process. And we call it this product graveyard. And one day in the spring, we decide to clean everything out, and we've got like garbage bags full, right? But you're like, what a waste. You feel like it's such a waste. I think, to me, yes, those things are a waste, but it's the process. Even with products, are you sensing a theme here, Eric, that it continually goes back to intentionality? always goes back to intentionality. Right. But it's just, it is just that. If we look at something, even say, so, you know, somebody followed a program for, maybe they followed it for weight loss, and then they gained that weight back. How might we just be curious about what happened, right? Maybe you, quote unquote, failed that program. But why? Is it because you didn't have the intention? You didn't have the accountability? Is it because your body didn't react to the products right? Is it because it wasn't sustainable because you had to get up at 5 a.m. every day and you'd rather get up at 8? I don't know, right? I think if we're curious, instead of looking at something like, I failed, I'm never going to be able to do this, I'm never going to be able to reach these goals, if we flip that failure into curiosity to wondering why, it really becomes not a failure, but an opportunity for growth, where someone can grow because they're learning things about themselves and able to articulate what they need in something different.
Really, really good perspective on that. Thanks for that as well. Now, how does energy management and vulnerability allow us to become more intentional in our shopping? You mentioned intentionality earlier. Talk to us about that from that point of view.
Yeah, so this is personal, right? So this is our personal selves as consumers. It is not always easy. I'm going to tackle first vulnerability. It is not easy to go to a friend that's representing something and saying, I want that thing, or I want what you have because I feel that I am not where I want to be in X, Y, and Z. That's a hard conversation to have. It's a lot easier to just buy something. You don't have to talk to anybody. You don't have to, you know, share your thoughts. You don't have to share your inner monologue. But when you are choosing to shop social, you're trusting someone else to help you reach that goal. That takes vulnerability. So that's the first piece. As far as energy management, and this is part of my life plan facilitation, and when I spend time with clients, what we focus on is how do we show up and feel our best? And so in order to show up and feel your best, you want to be physically healthy, emotionally healthy, intellectually healthy, and spiritually healthy. This comes from Dr. Jim Lehrer's The Power of Full Engagement. It's an incredible book that I suggest people read. But we really want to look at it on a personal level of like, how are we growing in these areas? Because when we are doing this in our own lives, this is energy management, not time management. Very different, where there are people that talk about time management a lot and say, I don't have enough time for this, or I don't know that I can get a workout in because I don't have time. Well, even a 5-minute workout may be better than zero, and it will help you also to have the energy to show up as your best self when you are growing in those four areas.
Fantastic feedback on that. And again, we appreciate it. Just a couple more questions before we conclude. In what ways can sellers actually become more involved in social shopping?
Oh, goodness. I think it starts with sellers. So one of the things that I talk about a lot, and what I've built out for my own self, is a micro community of primarily women, because they're the ones that I'm mostly connected with, and what that looks like, Eric, on a daily basis. Okay. So if I look at my routine, in the morning, I take a shower. My shampoo, conditioner, body wash, the things that I use are purchased from social sellers, right? My supplements are purchased from social sellers. I have a protein shake every morning from a social seller. These are not all the same person. These are multiple people. So what I've been able to do, and what I encourage people to do, is I've built this circle or micro community of women that represent different products, different brands, different expertise. And so they're helping to me to fill out, like, what is that great routine for me to feel and be my best every day? I encourage sellers to start there, right? Their portfolio is not going to fill every single need that they have. So who else are they reaching out to fill those other needs that they can't fill from their own business? And so I think it starts with the sellers, because they recognize it, right? They're already taking the intentionality and in asking the questions. And so I want them to really start doing this as well, because it's super important.
It certainly is. I agree with you there. Now, as we conclude, and here's the big question for you, social shopping be a great way to support your friends?
Absolutely. I have so many friends that have really substantial businesses, and I am so proud of them. It is really hard. The work that they're doing every day is really, really hard work. And so there is something beautiful when I can say that my purchases, I'm being conscious of what those are. And my purchases are supporting my friend Kelly's family, my friend Lisa's family, you know, my friend Courtney's family. And they are directly impacting my friends. And that gives the companies, I mean, it gives there's just a name. There's a person. It's a real relationship. You're not going to get that if you just purchase your products from a store. You just don't. It doesn't work that way, right? You don't have that opportunity to really get to know those brands. And so for me, the richness of relationship has come through them helping me to determine what I need, me feeling my best, being able to recommend them to other people. I don't sell anything. I'm selling all of my friends, of course. Like, I want people to support them, but I don't sell any product. I just am so passionate about supporting those that are going after their dreams and providing for their family in a different way. So I encourage other people to do that too.
Dana, again, we really appreciate your visit with us here today, and I would like to borrow some of that energy that you're providing here today. I'm sure listeners have certainly enjoyed your time with us today. If listeners wanted to get more information on you and your book and other services, where's the best place online to get more information?
Yeah, the best place to grab the book is on Amazon. It is available in all formats. Audio is my favorite. I narrated the audio. It's so fun. I love it. I would do it again tomorrow if I could. I just encourage them to grab the book there. You can find me at danarofer.com. This spelling's a little funny. You can drop that in the show notes. I'm also on social media. You can grab me there too on the normal channels.
Well, I think that audio version ought to be an awesome asset to tap into there as well for the listeners. Dana, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you continued success.
Thank you, Eric. Such a pleasure.
Hey, you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dana Rofer, a social selling corporate consultant and life plan facilitator who's on a mission to help women recognize their worth, live with intentionality, and transform their buying habits. And for all the details and for contact, visit danarofer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.